Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Angela, good morning.
Morning, Ryan. How are you?
How the devil are you today?
I'm good. It's a bit cold, but it's fresh and crispy.
I like fresh and crispy, though.
Yeah, I love it in the morning. It really wakes you up.
What a good excuse for a walk.
Yeah, exactly. To lose the old pounds before you put them on at Christmas.
Do you know what I mean?
I might actually take one of them jumpers.
Well, I might have one or two spare, but they're very heavy knitted jumpers now. They'd be grand for you out that walk if you're walking by wherever. Where do you go for the walk if you're going for the walk?
Up in Dublin, Kilboggart Park.
Oh, lovely. Okay, good. And where are you now?
I'm just by Kilboggart Park.
Oh, you're there. Where are you from?
Yeah. I'm from Shannon.
Lovely.
So I'm up here for a few days.
And are you working or are you in leisure or what's
that? Nope. So I'm going to...
What are you doing?
Pounds off. I was sick, so...
And you all right?
Yeah, I'm grand. I've spoke to you about this before.
But we're okay.
We're okay. We're good.
We're not talking about that today, though.
No, we're not.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking about, oh my God, I'm livid, absolutely livid.
Why?
Over that Australian team. How dare they?
Oh, yeah.
How dare they come over and do that? They were guests in our country. One of the reasons, and like I'm like a broken record, one of the reasons I love rugby is all the fighting is done on the pitch.
Correct.
All the damage is done on the pitch. The fans go off and have a great time together. Normally, so do the players. And I was reading online on the Examiner this morning that allegedly, we'll put that in there, it wasn't any of the players. It was actually the staff. And I think that's even worse.
Well, I have the copy here from the Examiner. Tony Lean, their sports editor, writes that an Australian team spokesman confirmed last night, quote, there was an accident after the match involving one of our support staff, unquote, which seems to exculpate and remove the blame from the rugby players themselves, if that makes a difference, and also, in fact, every other member of the support team, bar one, rogue Egypt. But can one man cause £8,000 damage?
I don't think so. Well, I suppose it depends on who that man is. If he's a forwards coach, he could be a big bloke.
Hey, well said.
That kind of way.
Absolutely.
He could be a big bloke and do that kind of damage. But I really think it's an absolute disgrace. Not even because Diddley or Michael D. Higgins, who I love, was there. You know, to know that while the president is sitting upstairs, that kind of damage is done in such a beautiful stadium. I was... at one of the fantastic Game On Aviva fan studios.
Yeah.
So we got the tour and they're beautiful changing rooms, and to think that they've been damaged like that, I think it's a very, very sad day.
Well, it's conduct unbecoming. It's the sort of stuff that you wouldn't expect from any decent sportsman in any discipline. And it is somebody, do you know how embarrassed I'd be if it was an Irish guy in Australia? As an Irish man,
because
you represent your country, you're more than just a coach. You're an ambassador once you're off wearing that jersey or the colours.
And because I do, let's say, frequent Carlton House, numero uno stalker for the training, and like from seeing all of the Irish staff down there, there's absolutely no way any of them would do that kind of a thing. Mm. They're very professional, but then again, very approachable. All of the players are so nice. Great fun, especially with kids, and that's what I love, because the kids are a future of our rugby and of our country, and they are so good with them.
Do you go to Carlton House to watch the training to just see the rugby sporting manoeuvres, or to watch men in shorts? Be honest,
come on. I mean, how could you not? I mean, if you watch the old manoeuvres, you're going to have to watch the boys making the manoeuvres.
Yeah, it's a win-win, isn't it?
It's definitely.
Who's your favourite?
He's retired. It's Stephen Ferris. Paul O'Connell is definitely, he's just immense.
You like the immensity of Paul O'Connell.
Well, you just, when you watch them and you see what they do, and you hear it the whole time, they put their bodies on the line. They do.
Yeah.
You know, I hate seeing players injured, and you kind of go, geez, just rein it in a bit, but yeah, go in and kill them.
Yeah, I know, but it is like two trains having a go at each other, such as the normality of the impact on them. But, and then Paul O'Connell, what a great leader he is too, but also a gentleman.
A gentle giant, he's so nice, and like as I say, I've had my nephew up there, my nephews and niece, and he's always so good with them.
Good.
You know, well, all of them are. You know, they love seeing the kids. They love having a laugh with them. And that's why to hear that something like that's gone on, you know, it's a very sad day to hear that kind of a thing.
Here's hoping it was one eejit.
Yes.
Acting the maggot and
yes.
out of control, who will be hopefully, you know, reprimanded appropriately, and hopefully the Australian Rugby Union then just sign the cheque for $8,000 to the IRFU and say, let that be the end of it now, we won't go on about it.
Absolutely.
Would not be the best thing to do, because we're all friends. We admire the Australians.
But that's what I'm saying. They probably all went up afterwards and had, you know, well, I know they did go up and have a few drinks and have a laugh. So.
Good.
You know, I hope that there is a very dark cloud over that guy at the moment.
I would have no doubt there is. Okay, well, look, enjoy the rest of your walk, Angela.
Ryan, can yeah. I get a little plug in for something?
Yeah, sure you can.
Okay, there is a play out at the moment
yeah.
called Joe Prop, starring your own McLean Burke.
Great, great guy too, yeah.
I've been to see it twice. It is fabulous. It's about a 12-year-old Wexford boy who had a brain tumour, was bullied because of the medication and came fat, and then he got onto the rugby team, and his dream is to be in the Rugby World Cup for Ireland.
Right.
It's brilliant, it's intense, it's funny, it's hilarious, and it's coming back to Dublin on the 10th of December to the 12th in the Axis in Ballymun.
Okay.
And I would ask everyone out there, go and see it.
Consider the play plugged.
Thank you very much.
Angela, nice to talk to you. Have a great old day. Thanks for your time
today. Thanks very much, Ryan. Bye.
Bye for now.